Okay, today's daf is Yerushalmi Yevamos daf Chaf Hei, and we are in Perek HaCholets, the fourth perek here in Maseches Yevamos, and we are before the Mishnah on Chav Dalet Amid Beis. So the Mishnah had just said our Mishnah here had made a chilek that Mutter Adam. You got to think about this, but exactly if you think about what the Mishnah is trying to say, the Mishnah has said that a person is allowed Mutter Adam Bikrovas Saras Chalutza. So we learned the relatives of your Chalutza is also like the relatives of Isha, right? That's and Achuz of and relatives of a Grusha. We know that Krovas Grushaso is Aser, so Krovas Chalutzaso is also Aser. But the Mishnah also said the Tsara of Krovas Chalutzaso is going to be Aser. That's what we're going to be commenting on. Meaning if the relative of my Chalutza is married and there is a co-wife, so that co-wife is also Aser. The Tsara of Krovas Chalutzaso. So now the Gemara says, we've had this Gemara. This is often what the Yerushalmi does. It'll quote verbatim Gemaras throughout the Masechta without quoting what it's commenting on. So Vasar, now where we're up to, Vasar Bitsaras Krovas Chalutzaso. So the Mishnah earlier on Daf Yudalid spoke about, remember the case of two brothers die and then the two wives who are sisters fall to Levi. So each one of those are Achos Zukukaso. So the Gemara wondered there, is there such a thing as the Tsara Achozukukaso? So the Gemara wrote a Kalva Chomer from our Mishnah. We're going to quote that again. Hadam Isaiah Lahi Damer if Yila Bishemer Bavina. Kalva Chomer. It's a Kalva Chomer. Why? Ma Achaz Chalutzaso. In our Mishnah, Achos Chalutzaso is a total Durabanan creation. Right? Krovas Chalutza. It's parallel to Krovas Grusha. But Krovas Chalutza is Durabanan. And yet our Mishnah says that not only did they create that Durabanan, Krovas Chalutzaso, but they also said, Tsaras Krovas Chalutzaso is also going to be Aser. So, Kalvachomer, Ma'achas Chalutzaso should be Divrehim. Nostu Lachachamim Tsara. Even though it's only Durabanan, we extend it. Not just the relatives of the Chalutza is Aser, but the Kawais of the relative is going to be Aser. Even though the whole world that we're talking about is Durabanan, so Khan here, which means earlier, Adaf Yudalin, here, where we have the case where Reuben and Shimon die, and they're married to sisters, and they fall to Levi, where it's not Krova, it's not all Durabanan, it's Achos Zukukaso, which is connected to Achos Ishto. Khan Chishkan Iser Achios Lokal Shekain. So surely there, we would say, there is Tsaras, Krovas Zukukaso. If you have Tsaras, Krovas Chalutzaso, which is all Durabanan, so we can assume that there's also Tsaras, Krovas Zukukaso. Fine. Period. Says the Mishnah. Again, the next six lines we've also had, I think, twice in this Masechta. And the next Mishnah we had. But, Baruch Hashem. Hacholiz li vimto v'nasa achivis achosa. What's the case? A man dies, there's Yibam, and instead of one of the Yavams doing Yibam or Chalitza to the woman that he's supposed to, he goes to that woman's sister. And is Makadisher. Is Makadish the sister? A man's supposed to do Chalitza to Sarah, and he goes to Rachel, the sister is Makadisher. So what do we say to him? We say, I'm sorry, that's gonna be the, next case. Vinasa Achivas Achosa. I jumped the gun. This case is Acholis Levipto. A man does Chalitza, and then after he does Chalitza, the brother marries the sister of the Chalutza. Right? Acholis Levipto, Vinasa Achivas Achosa. And then what happens? And that brother dies. Vameis. So who falls to him? The sister of his chalutza. What's the halacha? Choletz is vlomas yabemes. Right? He still has to do chalitza. He doesn't get off scot-free, because as we'll see, this is an issa drabanan. Krovas chalutzaso. We don't just say, there's no zika. That's the first case. But, v'chena magarish is ishto. But if a man divorces a woman, and then his brother marries that woman's sister, v'nasa achiv es achosa vameis, and now that brother dies, so who falls to him in Yibam? Achos grushaso, harezeh petura. He has to do nothing. Right? That's an issa daraisa. So the Gemara says, what's the difference? Shimon barba, kobay kumi rabbi yochanan. Ma bein cholitz, ma bein magarish. What's the difference? Why in a case where if achos chalutzasi falls to me, I still have to do chalitza, while if achos grushasi falls to me, I have to do nothing? Like the first mission of the Masechta, if it's an erva, then you do nothing. She goes, marries whoever she wants. So why by Achos Grushaso do we say that, but not by Achos Chalutzaso? So the Gemara says, well, what's the Havamina that you have a problem? Amar Leh, Matzover, why do you think that there's a parallel between Gerushin and Chalitza? Chalitza Kinyan? Are you remembering the machlokas Rav and Shmuel that we had a few weeks ago? The fascinating machlokas, whether chalitza is just a ptur, right? Chalitza means a release, or chalitza is some type of conceptual marriage for a millisecond and then a divorce. So you're thinking the latter? You're thinking chalitza is parallel to a gerushin, and that's why you have a problem that the karov of a chalutza should be like the karov of a gerusha? That's wrong. Don't compare. Eina el ptur. Chalitza is only a ptur. Chalitza is just a release. Meaning, and fundamentally, don't compare chalitza and gerushin. Gerushin means there was a marriage there, and now, you know, there might be a vestige. So krovas grushaso, that's a serious isser. But krovas chalutzaso is a total drabanan. And therefore, that's why you would need chalitza in the latter case, but not for gerushin. And, you have to add in this line, as the Karban Eidah here does, and if you have a problem, why is it that if one brother does chalitza, all the other brothers now back have an iser kares on the chalutza? We had a machlokas earlier, Biochana Rish Lakish, about this. But if you're asking, but if there's an iser kares, if that chalutza becomes ashes ach again to all the other brothers, doesn't that show that chalutza is like a conceptual marriage for a second and then a divorce? So the Gemara says, no. The iser of ashes ach is not because of this woman, this chalutza. It's for the dead brother. Right? Don't think, oh, now the other brothers have an iser ashes ach on this chalutza because chalitza was done. It has nothing to do with chalitza. No, it has to do with the fact because they didn't participate in completing this zika, so that the regular ashes ach of the original dead brother kicks in, and that's why there's a chiyuv of karis. Period. That we've discussed before, and we discussed earlier the question of what chalitza is, a fascinating discussion. Okay, next. So this is the Mishnah that I jumped the gun before. Shomer is Yavam Shekidesh Achiv Es Achosa. Right, a man dies, and one of the brothers is supposed to do chalitza to one of these women. But instead, he does kiddushin to one of these women's sister. There are three women that are there waiting for chalitza. They're not related to each other. And one of the Yavams goes and is Bekadesh, the other, a sister. So now what? So he can't do nisuin, stage two. Remember, kiddushin is stage one of marriage. He can't do nisuin. Why? Because that's krovas zukukaso. Right? It's the relative of his, which is parallel to krovas ishto. Right? There's a little, zika there. So what do you do? So Bezin says, you know what? Take a chill. Wait until one of your brothers does yibum rechalitza. And once that happens, so then you'll be able to do nisuin and continue your happily ever after life. So Mishum Rabbi Yudah ben Maseira Amru Omrim Lo Hamtein. We say to this guy who jumped the gun, who did kiddushin when he wasn't supposed to, Hamtein, wait Achiyasa Achicha Gadomaisa. Wait till one of your brothers does yibum or chalitza. Chaltsula Achin O Kansu. So, and if one of the brothers does yibum or chalitza, so then the zikas regarding to the other brothers disappears. So Yechros is ishto. Then he's allowed to marry this woman. Then he's allowed to marry this woman. We need krovas zukukaso. There's no more zakuka. We said that earlier, that the zika vanishes. Mesa hayavama yichnos. What if the yavama died? Yibum wasn't done to that yavama, but she died. Also yichnos. That he could also continue to marry his wife. Mesa yavam, the only problem is, let's say he only has one brother, and that brother dies. So now, Yibum will never be done to the Zakuka. So now he's stuck. So Mesa Yavam, Mosi is Ishta Baged, he has to divorce his wife because his wife is Krovas Zakukaso, and there's no way to get out of that. And Feish Zacha Bechalitza. And the other woman, he's not allowed to do Yibum with because that's Achos Ishto. That's Achos Ishto, but it's not fully Achos Ishto. That's what he has to do. He has to give chalitza because that would break the zika. Period. There's a question the Rishonim asked. The Ramban asked this question. He gives five answers. Right? Yivamas Yudches. Let's say what happened. What happened in this case? This is a case where a man is Makadesh, the sister of his zakuka. Right? And what do we say? Oh, he's got to wait. He's got to wait because, you know, that zakuka is causing problems. But one second. He has erusin mida oraisa to this woman, to the sister. Right? So why don't we say the yavama now is achos ishto, and she goes off scot-free. Remember we had the first case in the Masechta? Let's say two brothers married to two sisters, and one of the brothers dies. So that woman, goes off nothing, scot-free. Achos ishto. There's no zika. So here, what happens? He's supposed to do yivam with this woman. But what happens? He's with Kaddish, the sister. So now this yivama is achos ishto. Midaraisa, this is her kares. So why don't we just say, okay, now she could just walk. Right? There's a way to get out of the zika. You could do yibam, you could do chalitza, or you could do kiddushin to the sister, and therefore, this is now achos ishto. Why should you need anything? Why should you need chalitza to this other woman? So that's the question of the Ramban. Daf Yud Ches, five answers. One answer is, gzera, you're right. Really, you should be nothing. Gzera, shema yichnos below kiddushin acherim v'nimso pagei b'achos ugasso. If you allow her to go scot-free, maybe she'll yichnos below kiddushin acherim. And, gzera d'rabbanan. The real answer the Rabban says is, if there's a zika, b'shas nefila liyibum, so then you can never not have yibum chalitza done. You can't destroy it afterwards and then it'll disappear. Meaning, what were the cases in the first mission of the Masechta? At the moment of Nefila Liyibum, there was an Isser Erva. There you say Paka, and then she goes free. But here what happened? His brother died, and now he has to do Yom Chalitza to this woman. All of a sudden, he goes and marries her sister. He's still got to do Yom Chalitza. I don't care that it's Achos Ishto, because the Zika was created, even though there's an Isser Kares now, you still have to do Chalitza to that woman. Right? He says, Miyo Yesh Lomar, again, there's some fascinating Lashonos. That's one of the answers, given. Avalim Nisue Mafkez Zika. Okay, I don't want to read it. So there's a couple of answers here. Yeshlom Delamandamar Ye Zika Mixas Kinyin Che Yeshlo Bamenatora Pogame Alav Kiddushi Achosa. Ben Kiddushi Gemurim, Ben Kiddushi Maimar. Another answer he says, no, that prevents him from being married fully. So it's not full Achos Isha. He still has the Zika, and while the Zika is there, according to Mandamar Ye Zika, that prevents the full marriage. It's a couple of answers that we're not going to do the rest of them right now. Okay, says the Gemara. So again, we had the Shaka Vataria twice earlier. So what did the Mishnah say? Again, he does Makidushin to the sister. But what happens if the Yavama dies? Then he can marry. Then fine, he could do Nisuin to who he did Kiddushin with. The Mishnah does not say the other case. What if his wife dies? What if the Arusa dies? Could he marry the Yavama now? It didn't say that case in the Mishnah. It said if the Yavama dies, he can now marry the Arusa. What if the Arusa dies? Could he now just marry the Yavama? So, 2 days. 2 days in the Gemara. Lo amru ela meisa yavamto mutab ishto. Avala meisa ishto asa biyavimto. No, but if his wife dies, meaning the Arusa dies, he is aser. Why? Why? Look at the carbon eda. The avagav the pagav iser eshes achos isha. Even though there's no more achos isha, because his wife died, kama ale b'iser eshes ach. Eshes ach is kicks in. Why? Hoel v'nasr lav shah achas b'shah shah eshes akuka liyibim. Because he had a zika liyibim, and then he had an iser to complete the zika. Once that iser starts, so then it never comes back. Keeping the nasr nasra, and the heter is not going to have. Happens. That's the first day. Amar Yochanan, Zu Divir Abelazar, Divir Chachamim, the Chachamim say no. Chachamim say, it becomes mutter in both directions. Meisi Yavimto mutter bishto. If the Yavama dies, then his Arusa, again, the Yavama's sister, right, becomes mutter. Meisi Ishto mutter Yavimto, becomes mutter. What's the Nikudas of Machlokas here? Amar Yochanan, Divir Chachamim, the Chachamim who say that it's Asur. Only if the Yavama dies, his wife is mutter. But if his wife dies, the Yavama is not mutter. Divrei Chachamim kol davar shuba machmas hagoreim. I'm sorry, the Chachamim who say that it's mutter, the second day here, batel hagoreim, batel iser. The whole reason for the iser is that there's a sister that's alive. So once the sister dies, then it's mutter in both directions. Mutter in both directions. Either the Arusa or the Yavama. The Divrei Rabbi Elazar, avo bisha bitel hagoreim ho iser bimkomo. Rabbi Elazar says no. Even though the cause might have been disappeared, the Isra still stays. Kiva de Nasra, Nasra. That is the reason. Period. Good. Halacha Yud Aleph. Now we get into what we discussed a couple of days ago, and that is the Din of Havchana. Din of Havchana, the halacha that after a marriage, is no longer, the woman has to wait 3 months before she gets remarried or does anything. Hayivama, and not just Yivama, as we'll see. Hayivama lo tachla lo tisiabe mashi lo shlosha kadashim. A Yavama cannot do Yibam or Chalitza until she waits 3 months. So, why? Because you want to know who the father is. Or know who the father is. So maybe she's pregnant, and then she's going to have Bia. So that's why Yibam cannot be done for 91 days. What about Chalitza? there's no issue of chalitza, right, about the husband. So that, if you remember, we had 2 days back on Daf Chaf Aleph a couple of days ago. Right, we had 2 days. Number one, we said, you don't want to do chalitza now, because what happens if she ends up being pregnant? So this chalitza was meaningless. So really, she can marry a kohen. But in 2 years from now, she'll want to go out with a kohen, and people will remember that she did chalitza, and they won't realize that the oven was, she was really pregnant. Right? Therefore, she's not asura to a kohen. So that's going to cause problems for her. That was day number one. Day number two, you compare yibum and chalitza. You only allow chalitza at a time when you can do yibum. Right? If you can't do yibum, you can't do chalitza. So chalitza also wastes 2 months. That was the 2 days we had earlier. V'chein shar kol anashim, and so too all other women. This is halacha lemaisa. All other women, a woman cannot get remarried until she waits 3 months. What if it's banazer, where she could do a pregnancy test? Right? And, she could know earlier. I think the post can say still to wait 3 months. V'chein shar kol anashim. Also, all other women. Lo yinasu v'lo yisarsu ashe shlosha chadashim. Meaning, we're going to say a low plug. A woman cannot get married, nisuin, or even erisin. Even erisin. Erisin, she's not going to have beer with her husband. Right? You can't even do the first stage of marriage until after 3 months. Echad achas besulos, v'achas bulos. Even if she's a psula. Even if she's a psula. Achas amanas, achas grushos. Whether she was an amanas grusha, achas arusos, v'achas besuos. The Tanakhama says, across the board, low plug. Meaning, even if she just had erison for the first husband. She never had beer with the first husband. She's sure not pregnant. And what if she's only having erison for the second husband? Doesn't matter. Usser. Low plug, you gotta wait 3 months. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, hanesu. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, there's no low plug. There's only an issue if there's a possible bia. Hanesuos yisarasu v'harusos yinasu. The rebuta says, if there was a nisuin to the first marriage, you could have erisin to the second marriage. If there was erisin to the first marriage, you could have nisuin to the second marriage. No problem. Chutz min harusos Rebbe Yehuda. Except for the arusas in Yehuda. Why? Because in Yehuda, they allowed arus and arusa to have yichud. And therefore, mevdei shalibo gaspa. So you assume maybe bia was done. And therefore in Yehuda, you're not allowed to have erisin. You're not allowed to have anything because we're choshish that there's going to be yichud either the first time or the second time. Rabbi Yossi Omer, kol anashim yisarasu chutz min almana v'nei ha'ibul. Rabbi Yossi agrees to Rabbi Yehuda that it's allowed, but he says, but not an almana, a gerusha, fine. An almana is an avelus. If she's an avelus, she can't get remarried. So we'll talk about in the Gemara what exactly that's about. There is an important ha'ara. There is a machlokas Rav and Shmuel. Machlokas Rav and Shmuel, we paskin like if you look in Eben Ezer I'll read this afterwards. Eben Ezer says that we paskin, they're all usher, but there is one case. There is a Gemara in the Bavli on Daf Yud Ches, where the Gemara talks about Me'emasai Monin Leget. When do you start counting the 3 months after a gerushin, machlokas Rav and Shmuel. Rav says when the get is given. That makes sense. When the get is given, you start counting 3 months. Shmuel says, mishas ksiva. From the moment that the get is written. From the moment that the get is written, that's when you can start counting the 3 months. Even though it's only given a month later. Why is that? Right? The Gemara says that if the guy's in jail for a year, then you still can't start counting the 3 months until the actual divorce takes place. Even though you know that in Abia, he was in Medina, low plug. Low plug is low plug. You only, it doesn't matter. Even if you know that there was no Bia, like we just had here, but the Arison, you say that low plug is low plug, and therefore you have to wait 3 months from the time that the marriage disintegrates. How could Shmuel say that Mishas Ksiva? What do you see from here? The Akronim say, Rav Shechter has this in Eretz HaTzvi. What do you have to say? Ksivas haget is already the beginning of the divorce. There are many riyas to this in Maseches Gittin. There's already hafkas ha'ishus by the writing of the get. This is different than marriage. If a man gets married with kedushei shtar and writes the shtar, the marriage didn't start yet. The marriage, there's one moment of the marriage, giving the ring. Hariyah mekudeshes li, boom. That's the marriage. It's one moment in time. Gerushin is a process. There are riyas to this. The decision of the husband to divorce, the tzivui of the husband to the sofer. Everyone, it's a process. The after pshita the isha adayin agida agabe vasir la'alma, even though a woman is not divorced yet, become makom midrabanan amrinan shekfar paska ha'ishus shelo b'miksas b'shas k'sivis aget. There's an issur to live together if he has in mind to divorce his wife. But more than that, there's a hafkas ha'ishus at that moment. The bechol ishus yish beis halakim ha'isur l'kuli alma v'heter l'bayla. V'kan chidei shmuel v'gabe heter l'bayla, is how he says it, kfar paska ha'ishus b'shas k'sivis aget. There are other halachas. Reb Shimon says, right when he decides to divorce his wife, he doesn't have any payrus anymore from her nichsei malug. So there's other possibilities of nafkaminas, but that's an important discussion. Okay, what exactly is erusin and what is nisuin? As the Mishnah is talking about erusin, we know what it is. Kesef shtar bia, right? That's clear in the Mishnah. What's nisuin? So not clear. We don't know what nisuin is. The second stage of a Jewish marriage. There's seven different opinions in the Rishonim. So you know what? We do all of them. We do all the opinions. So maybe we'll go through them if there's time, after. So, Yivamalo Taklas Vachulu says the Gemara, Ad Kama Hakarasa Ubar. The Mishnah says in Nida, the Mishnah says in Nida that usually if a woman finds blood, then she doesn't know, let's say, you know, she does a bedika, she finds blood, you don't know when this blood came out, you don't know when she became a Nida. So, all of the taros that she touched over the past couple of days are going to be tamei, because maybe she was ready a nida when she touched them, until the time that you could say, you know, her last bedika when she didn't have any dam. Except for four women. There are four women, the Mishnah says, dayan shaitan. These women are b'chazaka, misulekas damim. They don't have blood. And therefore, if you find blood, it's b'kana l'haba. It doesn't go backwards. B'kana l'haba. So one of the women in the Mishnah is a mu'uberes, a pregnant woman. When can you consider her a mu'uberes? When can you consider her pregnant? So the Mishnah there, the Gemara there discusses, well, you know it from our Mishnah. 3 months. So at kama akaras ubar, sumcha zomer mishum rabbi meir, ashlosha chadashim. Right? 3 months. After 3 months, then the tum is only mikan, mikan ulahaba. Ava bishin raya ladavar zecha ladavar. And even though there's no proof positive that 3 months is the key, there's a zecher, because the pasuk says by Tamar, but Vishnamar by he kimishlosh chadashim, kimishlosh chadashim. So you see, 3 months there was Akar Zuber, and then they got upset at her. You know who made her pregnant. The Karban Eda says here, this seems like a pretty good raya. Why is it only a zecher l'davar? Why is it not a real raya? So says the Karban Eda, v'raya mamish lo have. Why? Because you let this l'shiva who decided to give a chadashim. Maybe a woman who gives birth after 7 months. Right, maybe then the Hakaras Uber is after 3 months. But maybe if she's a full term, maybe it's after 3 months, number one. Or number two, it says, Kimish Losh Chadashim. Maybe it wasn't full. Or, Maisa Shaya Kachaya. This is just a story in the Torah. It's not telling you what the halacha is. So either way, it's a Zecher. Amar Reb Yudin, Afilu Muberes Ruach. Reb Yudin says, even if a woman is pregnant, but she doesn't have a fetus in there. Doesn't have a fetus in there, it's still called mu'uberes. Shenemar harinu chalnu kmo yalanu ruach. Right, the pasuk says there in Yeshayo. Taharu chashash teodu kash. Also, the lashon of heirayon, and even though there wasn't a real pregnancy. Rav Zira, Rabbi Babar Zutra, Rabbi Chanina, Mishim, Rabbi Chiyah Rabba, afilu ruba shal rishon, ruba shal achron, v'em soy shalem. Right, the 3 months is, even if you have the majority of the first and third and a whole month in the middle. Let's say a woman gets pregnant on, I don't know, day 14 of the month, and you know, you have, as long as you have 16 days of the first month, and 16 days of the third month, and 30 days in the middle, altogether 62 days, 16, 30, 16, 32 days, that's enough to be considered 3 months for Hakaras, in our case, for says the Karban Eda, Klomer. Lo bina gimel chadashim shleimim lakar azubar. I feel him nesaber, even if she became pregnant, kodem she has a rubish chadash rishon, ikakar azubar, as long as you have the majority of the two, and then you have the whole of the middle. Ravasi yamar, tishin yam shleimim. Ravasi says no, 90 days. 90 days, that's what you need for hakar azubar. Shmuel amar, hein iburehen. Also, we'd say that this means 90 days, he's agreeing. Asa uvda kumirabanan de Taman. There was a story that came in front of the rabbis of there, right? The Taman of Baba. What happened? What was the story? There was a woman who gave birth after in the middle of the seventh month, right? And the question was, Velo Yadin, well, in the middle of the seventh, so They didn't know im shlosha asar min harishon v'shiva asar min ha'acharon. They didn't know the middle 3 months, the middle few months, right, as the Carbonate the here explains. Oh, isha shayod alachar shiva chadashim mikutayin l'nisuah. She got married and then seven short months after. And they don't know if the nisuin was, let's say, on the 13th of the month. So therefore there was a majority post nisuin in the first month, or there was a majority, right, im shlosha asar min arishon, v'shiva asar min achron. So then the first and last month, there is a majority post nisuin, and therefore there's nothing to worry, no fishy business with this woman. O shiva asar min arishon, v'shlosha asar min achron. Or maybe she got married on the 17th of the first month, so there's only 13 days left in there, and the 13th of the last month. Basically, v'chamisha shlemin be'emsa. There's 5 full months in the middle. But the Gemara is comparing, just like maybe you need majority by Hakara Se'ubar 3 months, maybe you need majority by birth. And there's a chash that maybe this woman like did something before she was married. They were going to like call into question the status of her baby, right? Because, you know, maybe how could you have had a baby, you know, in 7 chadashim mikuta'in? Right, we don't know if he had the majority of the first and the last. Maybe he had a minority. So Amar Lohun Rav Nachman Bar Yaakov Kahahin Uvda Asa Kumi Abba Barba. What do you mean? There was a story that happened like this that came in front of Abba Barba. V'achshu, and they said kosher. They say kosher. Abba Barba said, or Abba Barba said kosher. So don't worry about it. The Abba Barba Palag Al Shmuel Bray. What do you mean? Would he argue on Shmuel? Shmuel's his son. Shmuel. What do you mean? A father can't argue on a son? Some of them fresh in the back wonder. Father got on a son? No. But if Shmuel's your son, he was super doctor. Shmuel was one of the biggest doctors in the Talmud. My father always liked to point that out. The doctor, and he was too busy healing everybody, so he couldn't get smicha. So he's going to argue on Shmuel in terms of this type of, discussion, this medical stuff. So answer, Amar Rava or Omar Rebbe Ba, Shani Yakara Sa'ubar, Shani Yiledaso. No, you're comparing two different things. You're saying, or do you say, we said that the Hakaras HaUbar might need majority the first and third month. But who says the same rules apply to Leda? Hakaras HaUbar l'chadashim shleimim. You can say Hakaras HaUbar, you need the full, or you need the majority of those months. For Leda, so l'chadashim mekutan. But for birth, it could be mekutan. So it could be the minority of the first month, the minority of the seventh month. Don't compare these two, Hakaras HaUbar and Chad Sheha Ibor. Right, those two things, you might want to compare, but it could be different requirements. Chad Sheha Ibor might not require the majority of those months. Hakara Se'ubar does require, period. Taman Taninan, continuing on the discussion, the Mishnah said in Nida, if you remember, we have in the beginning of Parshat Tazria, the halachas of Yemei Tameh and Yemei Tohar. After a woman has a baby, so then she has Yemei, just 7 and 14, boy and a girl, and then 33 and 66 of Yemei Tohar. 7 and 14 are Tameh, like Nida. And then after that, she is Tehora. That's only, though, if she wasn't a Zava when she had a baby. Right? Let's say a woman's a Zava when she has a baby, or a Nida. Well, Zava for our purposes, then she's going to have to get Shiva Nikiyim, you know, before she undoes her Zava status, before you can start Yemei Tohar. So that was the context of the Mishnah there. But the question is, as the Mishnah says, when a woman is in labor, any dam that comes out, we can attribute to the labor. How long before birth could we attribute that dam coming out to the labor? Kamahi kishuya, right? That the bleeding doesn't make her into a zava. Because if she's a zava, that causes her questions and problems after the birth. So let's say she has bleeding for 5 days straight, but she's having labor pain. So that's not ziva. Remember, ziva is different than ziva is when she's not supposed to have her period. There's 7-11, the Rambam Shita during the 11 days when she's not. So all of a sudden, if she's having labor pain, it's obviously from the baby. It's not ziva. It's not the illness of zava. So how long can we attribute this to the labor and not to the ziva? So kami kishu ya remeir omer afilu arbam v'chamishim yom, 40 days before the birth, 50 days before the birth. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, daya chadasha. No, 1 month. 1 month. If she has pain before that, it's something else. Must be stomach issues. But 1 month you get. Rabbi Yossi, Rishim and Omer, and Nikishu Yosef Mishtei Shabbos. 2 weeks. So we're going to be medayek from Rabbi Yehuda's lashon. Rabbi Yehuda says a month. Why doesn't he say 30 days? Why does he say a month? So two opposite days in the Gemara. Rabbi Yossi b'shem Rabbi Yiva, Zoso Meris. The fact that he says a month instead of 30 days, it must be you don't need 30 days straight of pain. Right? Any pain excludes any blood. Because Leda is always possible. Leda is always possible. Maybe it's happening now. Zoso Meris, Isha Yelez l'chadash mukutan. Right? She can have it anytime. And that proves, like what we were just talking about, that the months of Leda don't have to be full. Don't have to be full. They could be shortened, abbreviated. And therefore, that's what you get from why Rabbi Yehuda say, didn't say 30, just said a month, because it can be any kind. Delachain nisni shloshim yom, because delachain is in lokain, right? If it wouldn't be true, why didn't he just say 30 days? Rabbi Yossi barabun b'shem Rabbi Yehuda, the opposite. Zosa meres sha'isha yoleh, that's chadashim shleimim. Why does he say the word month? Why doesn't he say 30 days? It must be, does anyone die a chadasha? Because it must be that, no, he means a full month. And that's why he uses that lashon. Okay, 2 days, how to understand that Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda boy. Sov davar achateled. Lo afilu hipila. Right? What happens? This is a question that's unanswered according to the Karban Eda. Right? Do we say only if she has a baby, a ben kayama, that we could then retroactively say all this was from the labor? But what if she has a stillborn? Right? Do you also say that it could be attributed or not? So, no answer to that question. Amar bimana, shamas b'shem Shmuel. He hakaras ha'uber, he leidaso. So Rabbi Yehuda says, I heard it from Shmuel that, remember what we just said on the top of the Amud? There's a big difference between the whether you have to have full or abbreviated in terms of the 3 months of hakaras ha'ubar or the months of Leida. So he says, I heard from Shmuel, there's no difference. Heard from Shmuel, there's no difference. V'les anayadam in mashamis. I don't remember who I heard that from. I heard it in the name of Shmuel. I don't remember who said it. Sometimes you go to a shiur, you're like, where did I hear that recently? But Amr Rabbi Babar Kohen Kumi Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yirmiya Amra Rabbi Yirmiya said in the name of Shmuel Amr Lei Rabbi Chizkiya Lo Amr Rabbi Yirmiya he didn't no Rabbi Yirmiya no he never said in the name of Shmuel Vikar Rabbi Yossi Lekivle Rabbi Yossi was very upset Amr Lei what just because you never heard it does it mean he never said it Shekin Afilur Yoshua Shahaya Kashur Le Moshe Lo Amr Kain V'yad Omer Kain Yoshua Ben Nun hardly left Moshe Rabbeinu hardly left you think every single thing Moshe said Yoshua Moshe never said anything that Yeshua wasn't there. It must have been. So it's so difficult for you to understand that Rabbi Yirmiyah might have said in the name of Shmuel when you weren't there. So Chazar v'Yamar in the Amra. So he's like, you're right. I didn't mean to say that. This is what I meant. In the Amra, if he actually said it, Ela ke'inish d'shem amili makshele. If he said it, he would have said it and wondered about it. Makshele. V'yabar v'ava palag al Shmuel brei. Meaning, if Shmuel would have said it, and then Abba said up top on the Amud that there's a chilik between the two, that's why he didn't trust the Mesorah. Not that he didn't say it, but he didn't think he could have said it because would the father have argued on the son, who's the expert doctor? Right? That's what he meant to say. Period. We'll stop by Rebrechia, Hashem, and we will continue in Perek HaCholetz.